Okay. Chav Beis. Shlich Tzibur B'schar Odif Tfei Mi B'Nidov. Mi B'Nidov. So it's better to pay the Chazan rather than to have him davening B'Nidov for free. Right, you have some skin in it. The ain la'adam hispalda below rotzon hakahal. Person can't just get up there and daven without the approval, right? Everyone consents. V'chol mi shmispalda b'chazaka v'derech alamos ain onin amen acher birchosav. So one is not supposed to answer amen to a person who just takes the amen for that. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out why it's better b'schar odif in sifkat in samech gimel. So someone, look, he's davening, he's just getting up there and volunteering. I'll also get up there and volunteer. So, you know, so this was prevented. It's a preventative measure to get somebody who's really not qualified to get up there.
Somebody who is qualified to get up there.
No, this is excluding those who are not good enough.
Yeah,
because if it was Benedova, Harshus Masun Lakol said, just anyone could do it, right? So then we'll get up there. So someone who's not really worthy to get up there, you know, person have common sense. If you don't know the nusach, whatever it is, and the gabbai comes and says, you like to daven, so have common sense, have rachmanas on the tzibur, and say, no, thank you. But sometimes people get up there who really shouldn't be up there. So if you're paying somebody, then then it's on a volunteer basis, so then those who are not really qualified will not go up. Another reason, shlich tzibur yeh ba'atzmo yoseh nizhar b'tfilaso b'tikunom. So the Chaz himself is going to put more in. He's paid. He's a worker. You're being paid to daven, so you got to make sure you're doing it correctly. Ha'ol v'sochir hu. He's a hired person. Va'af sheyesh b'chinam tzrichim la'aniyim gam ken litin schirus shatz shatz b'chor odif. So even if the guy does it for free, really should be giving something because it's more performed for these two reasons to have it as a paid position. So he adds on also his palil, not only just to daven, but really only to go in Samach Dalid. Mishnah Berurah says that the Baal Tekeh also should be a paid position. For these reasons also, knows if you're being hired to do something, you make sure you do it correctly.
What you mean? I'm sorry, this is someone who was
shofar? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Samach. Hey, not to get up there below rots and hakahal. Ve'ein la'adam lehis koteit ba'avur shum mitzvah. So you shouldn't make a machloik, you shouldn't have a fight about the mitzvah. Kagon, glila, sefer Torah, chiyotzebo, right? You know, argument, I want it, you want it. Shari shenina, we learned, the Mishnah says, ha'tzinuim moshchines yedeihem ilechem haponim v'agargronim choytfin. This is talking about the kohanim, and the lechem haponim. So if they were tsenua, they would, even though they wouldn't necessarily grab. But those who were not so tsenua, they were the hungry ones, they would go ahead and grab it. V'achilas lechem upon him, hu mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. U'poshet. D'davke im ha-mitzvah tiskayim aydei acha. This is obviously talking about a case where the mitzvah could be done by someone else. Avle im ha-mitzvah tisbata legamre. It's going to get totally lost. Kigon hachnasas orchim, or chaskot talmud Torah, supporting yeshivas, having a, you know, bringing some in the house. V'yesh b'yad limchos, and you could stop this. B'vad imuchil limchos kedei lehachzik ha-mitzvah. You should protest in order to make sure the mitzvah gets done. Shari medina koifin al ha-nyonimei ke'elu. So technically speaking, you could force them. It's hard to do it nowadays, but me'ikur hadin, one could force, we'll see now, like, even forcing to pay for certain things. Okay, and then if a person does take the Amud, if it's an unauthorized minion, ain onim, you don't say amen. This is disgusting. You're stealing. That the one who has stolen grain and makes bread out of it is really the
Christian.
An unauthorized minion. The person makes a breakaway.
Oh,
so what is it like that? Or a person takes the Amud by force, so then it's also to answer Amen to that that bracha. Yeah. Chav Gimel, Schar Shlich Tzibur Porin Mikupas HaKahal. So really, you should be paid, the different reasons, but where does that money come from? So that's from the general collection. V'afal pisha Shlich Tzibur Moitzi Hadal Ke'osher, even though technically speaking, even the poor man and the rich man, they're both Yotzi with the Chazan's Davni, Mikol Mokom Ein Yad Ha'oni Maseges Ke'osher. So the poor one can't put in as much as the rich one. Good morning. So therefore, the rich people are contributing more to the chazan salary than the oni is. Hagoa, but a different minhag, says the Ramam. So one second, maybe it's a different way of calculating who gives what. Maybe there's like a head tax, everybody gives a certain amount, that's part of it, and the other part goes, well then the Ani gives what he can, and then the Osher gives more accordingly. V'chein hu minhag, that's the minhag, hakehilus. So that we're discussing as to how to break up the who pays for the chazan salary. Yeah? In Samech Zayin. Sifkot Samach Zayin. Schar Shliach Tzibor, Simenun Hei Sifkot Hal. Poshek Dechetzio Lefimom, Chetzio Lefi Nefesh. Ein Besefer Leo Rabbe Shemechalig, Debechazen, Shiny, Ein Sham, Bir Hagro, Mashvish Mechaber, Chazerbo, Poshek Sham, Kehago, Shebekan. Okay, so we see two minhagim. In the first one, it says that, that really you're paying, you know, everybody pays as much as they can afford to. And then the Ramal comes along and says, oh, no, there's different ways of calculating this. So later on, there's a different cheshbon as to what it is. Really, technically, they speak out that Me'ikr Hadin and what the Minhag is. That Me'ikr, if you look in the, let's show you in the Deer Shoe. Look in 77 for a second. Are we even up to that yet? Maybe we should hold off till we get to that part in the Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, let me hold off. I don't jump ahead. I'll try to keep it. I'm getting confused. In Samaches, Mikupa Sakahal, so they take the collection, is what pays for the Chazan Sari. Shenig Beis Lefi Hamamun. So everyone is there giving according to how much they can afford. It used to be in the times of the Gemara that the tzedakah that they would assess each family what they could afford to give, and then they could enforce that. They had a real koch to do that. Chatzu, half and half. The Oni also needs the Osher to daven for him. They'll pay more. They have a basic chazan. You get the Cadillac. You get the better chazan. So they'll pay more money for that. The Oni can get up and leave. If he doesn't have a minute, he doesn't have so much a big house, he'll just go away for Yom Tov, he'll go away, he'll daven someplace else, but the Osher has invested in that, he has a big house, he has property, he's not going to be so quick to leave, so therefore that's why they can ask the Osher to give more than he has more investment in the community than the Ani does. Sifkot Ayin HaKehilos Bedarchi Mosh Ksav Dehaminag Medino Seinu Dal V'Osher Noisnin B'Shova. So the meaning is that the poor and the rich, everyone gives the same amount. That's what it means. You give according to the number of people. If you're married, you have a little bit of a dowry. Then you give from that. That's the amount of money that you give. So you have the basic and then the above. The vush kosov. If there's no minhag there, then you collect according to how much people can afford to give. The rich give more. Even according to those who hold the poskim lefi mamon, that's only about if you're hiring someone for Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, the Bezeh, Sevir Lehu lefi mamon. In that case, you pay how much you can afford. So again, the usher is not going to get up and go away for Yom Tov. He wants to be in his own house. But the poor people who don't have so much, they'll just get up and go somewhere else for Yom Tov. There's no chazan here. In that case, we're hiring someone for the year-round chazan. And therefore, in that case, then you don't make an assessment on how much they have. Therefore, in that case, that's when it comes on to the Ramah, that we do like the basic head tax, and then everyone gives as much as they could.
Now, like, we sell seats.
To sell seats.
That's probably comes from this. I
mean, to raise money for the, to pay the chazan?
Right.
I hear. Now, what if there's a conflict? We'll do one more. Chaf Dalad. Tzibur shetzrichim liskor rav ushlich tzibur. They have to hire a rav, and they have to hire a chazan. Ve'ein bi'adam k'dei schar shnei, but they can't afford to do both. So who comes first? Im hu rav mevchak v'gadol b'torah u'baki b'horo hu kodem. If he's a posek, then the rav comes first, because they need to have a psak loch, they need to know how to act. Ve'im lav, but if the rav is not a posek, then shlich tzibur kodem. Then the chazan comes first. In Ayin Aleph, Who called him Afal Gav de Yechsor Lohem Aideze Mitzvah Tefillah? If you really have the posek, you're hiring not the chazan, Shlo Yehlehem Mishi Yotim Yedechovosim, he's not going to be able to daven for them. Zeshir Rav Morad Tzedek, Shiodehem Torah Hashem Mishpateho. Odif min hatefila, to have a rov who can pass and answer your questions and be more tzedek, so that's more important. That's odif that beats out than the davening. I'm vir halacha shekusavnu godol achil bechol ir lezeh. He writes a very strong lashonos about the importance of a community having a more dasra. Because of the shuvah sachasim soifer chilek or achayim sim reishvav, the kol anshe ha'ir mechuyav and litein lezeh. Everyone is required to give to this fund to hire the rov. Ve'ein echad yochel loymar ein ani tzarich rav more tzedek. One person can say, I don't need a rabbi. I know to learn on my own. Become welcome tzarich lisa ba'ol im hatziri. He has to contribute as well. Dumi dechol anshe ha'ir mechuyav and litein al hamikva ein sham. Just like everyone has, there's a communal need for the mikvah, and there's a communal need for the rov as well. Right, if the rov is not a posek and he can't really give them a psak, in that case, then you hire the chazan. Okay, have a great day, everybody.